Greetings and welcome to this edition of Faith to Live By, a weekly podcast that explores current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective so we, as God's children, can know how He wants us to respond. I'm Pam Christian, the researcher, writer, producer, and host of this podcast. I have asked many times for you to connect with me on social media because I post daily to keep us informed about current events which are happening much more rapidly. And since Facebook is removing many of my posts, I ask you to connect with me on any of these: Truth Social, X, formerly Twitter, Gab, and the Blessed to Teach neighborhood. I post all the same content on all these platforms, but only Facebook is censoring what I post. If we're only connected on Facebook, then you're not going to be getting many of the truths that I find because of Facebook censorship. So please make sure we're connected other than Facebook. Last week, I explained I had a couple of guests who had not yet confirmed, so I didn't know who would be on today, but I'm really pleased to bring Lee Dundas on as my guest in just a bit. If you don't know, Lee is a human rights attorney who made headlines in 2020 when she used her experience of fighting human trafficking and more in effort to rectify the abuse and tyrannical control our children were suffering with the lockdowns, school closures, masks, social distancing, and more. She's a fireball, and she has a unique and effective way of communicating, which you'll soon hear. Lee will be sharing how she and her husband, a chiropractor, and his business partner, a doctor, were successfully treating people with various types of joint pain and loss of cartilage in knees, hips, backs, and more, until the Federal Drug Administration decided to close down this method of treatment, even though it was essentially non-invasive and had little to no downtime for the patients, and it had a very high success rate over long periods of time, unlike traditional surgery. Additionally, it was far less expensive for the patients. Why, you might ask? Well, by now you should know the regulatory industries, big pharma, and big medical are not in business to provide health care, but instead sickness care. They want to keep people sick and debilitated so they can provide endless treatments and rake in as much money as possible. I know that's a broad brush I just used to paint that picture, but we need to know the good doctors and health care providers are being controlled by regulations and laws that are entirely based on greed. I'll bring Lee on in just a minute, but first, it's important that we read the headlines in light of prophecy to understand our times. Last week's podcast, titled The Wars Within a War, was itself prophetic in that various wars of evil against good are rapidly intensifying and escalating worldwide. Additionally, God has been increasing His warning and instructions for His people specific for these days that God refers to as the most unprecedented the world has ever seen. Through prophet Julie Green on September 16, 24, God said, and I loosely quote, "My children, what you are about to see is nothing like has ever been seen before. There is nothing to compare it to. These will be extremely tumultuous times, a time of confusion, not knowing what is real and what is fake, a time when the war your enemies have put you in will end abruptly. Your enemy's end will be unprecedented and shocking. The United States government and foreign nations are ready to engage in the war against this nation to put an end to its freedoms and collapse it, to prevent the collapse of the world elites and their globalist plans and all their agendas. These foreign nations are willing to attack the United States to stop my David, meaning Donald Trump, from taking back the presidential seat. The establishment doesn't want him there, and other foreign nations also do not want him there. They know he will tear apart their global charade and financial control over the world. NATO will be decimated. BRICS will collapse. The WHO will be ripped apart. The WEF will be annihilated. And the old guard all over the world will fall apart." End quote. Oh, there's so much more that God said, so be sure to use the link in the show notes to hear it for yourself. When God reveals His plans to His prophets, it is so the prophets can share with God's people, who in turn must go into intercessory prayer and potentially repent, decree and declare God's perfect will against the enemy, and so on. Many of God's revealed plans are conditional. That is, they will come about or they can be stopped based on how the people respond. Repentance and obedience are essential to see God's perfect will come to pass. God has told us to be in prayer for President Trump and his family and his true advisors and counsel. God has told us to pray for the exposure of all who are working against Trump and this nation, for them to be exposed and held accountable. And clearly, our prayers are effective and producing much, with evidence of President Trump once again escaping an assassination attempt. On September 15th, Ryan Ruff, age 58, was arrested as the suspect in the assassination attempt against President Trump. Ruff has an extensive criminal record, including crimes of manufacturing weapons of mass destruction and possessing stolen property. Motive and/or associations of Ruff in attempt to assassinate the president have not been made known. Rather than summarize what can be found on trustworthy news sites, I provide you with some links to read in the show notes. Both Amanda Grace and Julie Green had tremendous insight about the many attempts against Donald Trump and shared what God wants from us in terms of specific prayer and the stand of faith we must take for Donald Trump, his family, and his truthful advisors to be safe and for our country to be safe. Be sure to use the link to hear what Amanda had to say about this additional attempt to assassinate President Trump. And by all means, listen to the instructions of the Lord. Pray as God leads, including joining Timothy Dixon's call for all of us to pray at 12 noon wherever we are, and to join in the fast over the Jewish Rosh Hashanah, October 2nd and 4th, that Amanda has called. The assassination attempt immediately overshadowed the reviews of the presidential debate of September 10th, which now is widely known to have been intentionally stacked against President Trump, with moderators fact-checking his statements only, not keeping the microphones turned off per the rules, and not pressing Harris for her lack of answering specific questions. Whether or not the fact Harris and ABC's Lindsay Davis were sorority sisters had any bearing remains to be known. Rumors galore have been circulating about Davis and Mueller's job security and potentially being bought by George Soros are part of what makes it difficult to know what is true and what is fake. But be certain, God will make sure the truth is known. As God has prophetically warned, the deep state establishment is working with the self-appointed elite who want a one-world order, and they are realizing just how much their plans are failing. They are in a panic mode, and therefore they are willing to do anything to keep their positions of power and money. In addition to escalating events in Israel with a Houthi missile exploding over central Israel on Friday, September 13th, we are now learning of world leaders seeking to escalate the Ukraine-Russia war. With all combined, it seems the enemy, bent on a one-world government, is willing to start World War III with the high likelihood of nuclear weaponry. Before I share the sequence of events concerning this, remember what God has promised and be determined to stay steely focused on God's word, praying and decreeing God's will to be done with confidence of the victory promised. Remember, God has told us things would look far worse as He moves within His timeline. He has told us it would be much more difficult to walk by faith than ever in these days ahead. But He's also told us to know things are not as they appear. So, no matter how impossible world events seem, stand firm in your faith on what God has said, and do not react to what you see or hear. In panic mode, seeking to unveil the greatest control over the people of the world possible, the deep state Biden regime, in alliance with proponents for a one-world government, announced its intent on providing thousands of long-range, highly precise missiles to Ukraine for them to use in their war with Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky petitioned the leaders for permission to use missiles provided by the United States and Britain to strike targets farther inside Russia than previously approved. In America, Democratic and Republican lawmakers have also called on President Joe Biden to lift restrictions preventing Ukraine from launching missiles deep into enemy territory. Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski on Thursday said the West should lift restrictions, and Biden was scheduled to meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer September 13, 2024, to discuss a range of international issues, including lifting the ban for Ukraine. Additionally, NATO, who has actually been a proxy for Ukraine, is signaling approval. This means if this plan moves forward, Ukraine, NATO, the United States, and some European countries would officially be at war with Russia. Keep in mind, Russia has nuclear capabilities. Here's a clip from InfoWars with Alex Jones, where Jack Posobiec responds to Putin's warnings.
Well, I don't think it's a bluff at all, Alex. And in fact, I think it's actually a warning in many cases to say we are willing to blow up the world in order to stay in power. Because they understand if Donald Trump takes office again, and he looks like he's very close to being able to do so, they understand that they are a cornered regime. They are a cornered wild animal. As Steve Bannon likes to say, this is the primal scream of a dying regime. It is this globalist regime that is dying. They are withering on the vine right now, and they are lashing out in every direction because they see Donald Trump and Trump supporters and Russia and Viktor Orban and all of these various things as threats to them. And so because they see them as threats to them, they don't view a foreign threat or a domestic threat as separately. They view it equally as a threat to their regime. So if you're someone out there who says, oh, you know, I don't like the tweets of Donald Trump, and I don't like his hair, and I don't like his skin is too orange for me, or something like this. Okay, all right, fine. Do you like nuclear war? Do you like nuclear annihilation? Do you like seeing your children's incinerated skeletons in front of you in a nuclear holocaust? Well, if you don't like that, then maybe you should actually pay attention to the fact that you got the British meeting in the U.S. Right now in the U.S. Capitol. You've got long-range weapons that are sitting right there, and you've got the Russian state telling you directly that if these things are done, then we will move to the next phase. Because Lavrov has said it, Putin has said it, that we do not have any interest in a world without Russia in it. They will pull that button, and there's no question they will do so. They attempted to show Zelensky this all the way back in February of 22. They were going to have a peace deal back in March. But who was it? It was the West. It was the British powers who decided to blow up that peace deal and continue on and on and on.
Again, I urge you to filter everything the enemy is doing through the word of God, and for you to decree and declare God's word and promises over everything the enemy does. These next few weeks leading up to and including the election, I expect all matters to accelerate, for unimaginable evil and corruption to be unleashed. But I believe God wants the world to see the extent of evil to cause each individual to make a deliberate choice with whom and what they want to be aligned. Even in the midst of the greatest exposure of evil the world has ever seen, God is also working to reveal good and give us glimpses of what our future days will be like. With my guest, Lee Dundas, I want to consider the many medical and health breakthroughs God has planned for the people of the world. It's been prophesied that with the new medical and health treatments that are going to come on the scene, we will experience reversal of aging and people will be living well past their 100th birthday. And with all the glory days God has revealed through his prophets that are ahead for us, we will very much want to live longer, healthier lives in a reclaimed world where evil is not dominant. Based on what I've learned from Lee Dundas, she and her husband are once again in a position to be able to bring us some amazing medical and health treatments that traditional medicine, controlled by greed, have been keeping from us. If you or anyone you know is plagued by joint pain of any sort, if you've been told by doctors that you need back surgery to get relief from spinal pain, please make a point of carefully hearing what my guest, Lee Dundas, has to share. Lee has a very impressive resume with all the work for justice she has fought for the past 3 decades. I don't want to short you on knowing all about her, so be sure to use the link in the show notes where you can learn more about Lee and the treatments she'll be talking about. Here's my interview with Lee. Lee Dundas, I am so delighted to have you on my program and have the chance to introduce you to some people who may not know about you. Of course, I first met you at the Reawaken America Tour in Anaheim, which I think was about 3 years ago. And there you were really highlighting your work as a human rights attorney and a freedom fighter, a patriot freedom fighter. But as I've talked to you recently, I've learned that you and your husband are involved with some fascinating treatments that can really bring people a lot of health benefit. And that's what I want to focus on today, because everybody around the world wants good health. This is a fascinating treatment. You call it the amniotic stem cell treatment. And I would just like you to tell my audience all about it, how it started, where you are now, and what you plan to do with it.
Absolutely. Well, again, thanks so much for having me today, Pam. It's really an honor to be here with you. And it feels like only yesterday we were meeting and shaking hands at the Clay Clark event in 2021, but time flies. whether you're having fun or not, I think. And yeah, a lot of people know my work here in Orange County because I was very outspoken about trying to get our kids back in school on a normal basis and all of us back doing our normal day to day. But I actually did have a career before screaming into bullhorns at tyrannical government. And that involved both, you know, brothel busting. I was working very hard against the child brothel industry in Southeast Asia. But what actually enabled my husband and I to fund that passion project was his work. He's a chiropractor, but for many, many years, he had an integrated wellness clinic here in Orange County and a medical doctor partner, and they did all sorts of holistic treatments. And we really got a lot of people a lot of help. But as my husband was fond of saying back in the day, he's like, I'm a chiropractor. You know, somebody comes in with joint pain, I take the out of place joint, I move it back. But there's only so much in that bag of tricks. So if they come in with a bone on bone knee where their cartilage that's supposed to separate the bone is worn away and now the bones are sitting on top of each other, he's like, you know, no amount of me racking and cranking on that bone is going to really, you know, it could be perfectly aligned. It's just missing its cushion and I can't magically reinstall its cushion. So probably close to 10 years ago now, from friends of ours, we had heard about this at the time, sort of newly emerging treatment. It was called amniotic stem cell treatment. A lot of people have concerns and misgivings on stem cell because what hit the market first in the US, or actually what hit the headlines first, was embryonic stem cell. And that's taken from human embryos. And those come from all sorts of places we don't want to think about, like, you know, Planned Parenthood lines. But for the most part, here in America, for a long time now, that's been basically outlawed. You cannot commercially, readily, in an available way, get broken baby body parts to heal your body. And that's the right answer. But amniotic stem cell is a cat of a different color. Amniotic stem cell is, you know, you and I get pregnant back in the day, you know, babies growing in the tummy in the amniotic sac. And there's a placenta in there and it's getting all sorts of nutrients to the baby along, you know, through the umbilical cord. And you give birth, you know, 9 months later, baby comes out, and then nobody really talks about it much. But all the stuff in the woman's body that was used to make that baby also comes out. Like, you're not walking around with an amniotic sac and a placenta and an umbilical cord in you the rest of your life. And if you did, you'd probably get really sick. Like, it's not like a liver and a kidney. You don't get to keep that part once you're done cooking the baby. So baby comes out, the other stuff comes out. And what the hospitals used to do is they used to just toss it into the medical waste bin because it was medical waste. And then some bright-eyed guy many, many years ago was like, hey, I wonder if there's stem cells in the placenta, in the amniotic lining, in the umbilical cord. And they figured out, in fact, there were stem cells and there were a whole bunch. It was a very stem cell rich environment is what they discovered. And they also discovered that you could treat it like an organ transplant. So a guy goes down on a motorcycle, he's brain dead. A lot of times the hospital will go in with the consent of the family or the victim and harvest his eyeballs and his kidneys and his whatever, heart and lungs, to go do a transplant into somebody else who needs them. And the way they do that is they surgically remove those body parts, they put them on ice, and they get them into the new guy. Well, the stem cell harvesting goes similarly. They schedule the woman for a C-section because they need the personnel there to do the retrieval. And you and I, if we give birth normally, we have no idea if we're giving birth next Tuesday at 9 or 2 weeks from now at, you know, 10 p.m. Like, it's a bit of a mixed bag. But with C-sections, it's very predictable. So they take the C-section moms who are scheduled for C-sections, and they simply say, are you interested in donating the parts that you don't need anymore, the umbilical cord, the amnion lining, the placenta, after birth, to medical science? They're not paid for it. They simply say, yes, I'd rather it do some good than hit the trash can. And at that point, the hospital personnel's on standby. They retrieve those pieces, and then they're taken to a lab, and they're, with very strict FDA protocols, processed. And at the end of it, you end up with a vial that's about the size of the end of my fingertip. That's like a 1 cc dose, and it goes on the end of a needle. And the little tiny stem cells that are in there that came from the process I just described go into the next person who needs them. So maybe it's a woman whose knees are bone on bone and she can no longer play tennis or pickleball without her knee hurting. Or maybe it's an ex-NFL player. We treated a lot of those types of guys. And same thing, their knee or their hip is trash because they were running their bodies into each other as battering rams for the better part of their 20s and 30s. And you take it and you literally insert that fluid into the joint, and the stem cells get to work. They are like a moth to a flame. They look around and they go, what's wrong in here? Is there a cyst that shouldn't be here? Is there missing cartilage that needs to regrow? Is there a broken, torn tendon that needs to be knit back together? And whatever it is, they are very, very adept at rebuilding the problem, healing the problem. And the reason for that is the stem cell is essentially the blank slate from which humans are made. So when we're growing in our mommy's tummy, at some point we're just a cluster of cells, and those cells need to say, hey, I need to make a left ear today, and tomorrow I need to make her right knee and then her left kidney. And they're literally blank cells, and they can kind of be whatever they want to be when they grow up. It's like talking to your four-year-old grandkid. Hey, babe. You're smart. You could be a doctor when you grow up. You could be a lawyer. You could be a radio broadcaster. You could be an architect. I mean, and the reality is most of our kids, if they don't have some sort of organic brain damage or other challenges, can grow up to be anything with the right environment. And the stem cells are the same way. You put them in an injured body part. They use the inflammatory markers that are being given off by the boo-boo, and they light onto that, and they follow the inflammation path back to the place that's giving off the signal. And then they start fixing it. And that is literally what we were doing, along with many, many folks here in the U.S. for people who needed it for many years.
Okay. Now, you mentioned joint pain, loss of cartilage. You mentioned tendons. What about arthritis? Are there some other applications for this amniotic stem cell?
Yeah, arthritis is the big one. And usually it's a combination of one of the things we already talked about. Either the lady's cushion in her knee is worn out, so every time she stands up from a chair or goes to go up and down stairs, it's going ow, 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 you know, and it's because she's got no cushion. Or, you know, some guy had a low back injury decades ago, and now when he gets in his little ramped up, souped up Corvette sports car and he hits a speed bump hard, he's like, oh, that was really uncomfortable on my low back. Well, same thing. All the little bones that are supposed to be separate vertebral segments in your back are now sitting on each other because they don't have any little disc or cushion in between. And so arthritis is just essentially a catch-all term for arthro, which means of or relating to the joint, and itis, which means something's wrong. You have a lot of medical conditions that end in the suffix itis. And so you're just saying something's wrong with the joint. And often it is they're old. They don't have the cushion in there anymore. They're a little bit misaligned, or they have some other problem. And again, the stem cells just, it is amazing how well it works. Our biggest challenge in explaining it to the masses is the little old guys in the Marriott seminar room would go, well, what kind of downsides are there? And sounds better than sliced bread. Like, what kind of downsides are there? And we literally had to tell them we've never had a single side effect from what we've done, nor have most of the doctors we've known. I mean, the biggest side effect you can get is the doctor doesn't keep the needle clean. And as long as you maintain a sterile field, and I'm a lawyer married to a doctor, and we always did, you're good. And as long as you got a clean needle, you're good to go. So
I love your humor and the way you talk and share things. It's really delightful. But one thing you did mention when we spoke before was that about 5 years before the lockdown, the Food and Drug Administration put a halt to this kind of treatment. And it just speaks to the whole big pharma, big medical world that is preventing humans from having available treatments that we could benefit from. Would you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the FDA had allowed the type of stem cell I'm talking about, umbilical amniotic placental stem cell, for purposes, you know, arthritic joint pain, tendon repair, cartilage, torn muscle, that kind of thing. They had not rubber stamped it approved, but they had not said you can't do it. It was sort of like, if your patient wants it and the doctor knows how to do it, okay, as long as they sign a consent form, which of course everybody does when they get anything done at their doctor's office. And that's the way it was until about, I want to say, mid-21 or 2022. And then in the middle of lockdown, when none of us could do anything anyway, nobody was working, they sort of secretly just said, you know what, we're going to let it sunset on that experimental window and not reauthorize it. And the reason for that, Pam, is it was working, in my humble opinion, it was working too darn well. 3 out of 4 back surgeries end up being redone. You know, they low back surgery has a almost 75% failure rate. So a guy gets one back surgery, 3 out of 4 of those guys go on to get a second back surgery. It is a multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars surgery, like 297 grand. Replacing your knee, 40K. Guess what? You're putting metal parts in there. Your doctor says you're never going to ski again. You're never going to bend your knee 90 degrees. You need to baby it. You need to be careful. This is not what most of our patients want. Most of our patients want their knee to work the way it used to, even if all they're doing is bending down to the crisper at the bottom of their fridge and getting a pile of cabbage out of the bottom of their refrigerator. And so when you look at the amount of side effects, people dying on the table from the anesthetic, their joint just never working again after all the metals put in there, most people don't want that. And I say, hey, we can do a shot in your knee. It takes as long as getting, you know, a flu shot or any other antibiotic shot. And they're like, wow. And then I put a Band-Aid on and I go home and I take it easy. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, I think I'd rather do that than go lay on the table and let somebody take a bandsaw to my knee and put a bunch of metal in there. So anybody with a brain and a credit card was doing this, and it was taking tons of money away from the orthopedic surgeons and tons of money away from Big Pharma, who was no longer having to sell them three Aleves a day or OxyContin or, you know, whatever the guy was taking because it was in so much pain. And our patients would throw out their scooters. These are true stories I'm telling you. Throw out their walkers, throw out their wheelchairs in some cases. And we would say, take it easy. And the next call we'd get from the patient is, hey, don't call me to see how I'm doing because I feel great. I'm hiking Machu Picchu, a law school professor in LA said. Oh, I'm hiking the Great Wall of China, one of the couples that I think I gave you the success story on. But it was phenomenal. And they got better. It was a one and done. They never looked back. It wasn't like regular medical care where you have to, it's sickness care and you keep going and getting more and more. We'd see them and never see them again. So they basically terminated that. And then about 2 months ago, the state of Utah told the federal government to take a hike. And they said, we are going to pass a law here in the state of Utah that specifically allows amniotic placental stem cell for orthopedic uses, for the achy knees and backs and arthritis and all that jazz. So God bless the state of Utah, man. So a lot of doctors, including us, are looking at getting up and running in the state of Utah again and servicing all the patients who are clamoring for it.
Well, and then you've told me also that you've got something of a grand opening, I think you'd call it, for the first weekend in October. Talk about that, because I'm confident there are many people here in the United States that would need to make it to Utah to get this treatment.
Yeah, we're now going to be delivering in the state of Utah. And it's going to be amazing. This is the way we used to treat anyway. We would do seminars on the weekend because most people were not familiar with what it really entailed or how it worked. So we would do a little education segment, kind of like I've done here on your show today. And then if the patient was interested, they would just come to one of our allied providers' offices, and we would just be in that doctor's office, sort of leasing their office all day and seeing and examining patients who wanted the treatment. So we're going to be offering that same thing in Salt Lake. The patient's, you know, going to have to go get a flight to Salt Lake, but those are pretty cheap from most major airports. And they're going to come in for the weekend of, I want to say it is, yep, October 5th and 6th. And if you're interested in getting stem cell, this is the time and the place to do it. The other thing is, nowadays, a lot of people are very concerned about blood products and other products that contain vaccinated people's stuff. And we have one of the only labs that is basically saying to us, the stuff we're giving you is from unvaccinated C-section moms' placentas. And I feel good about that because all the freedom fighters and the people who are awake in this country, you know, the last thing they want to do after they avoided the shot is go put somebody else who got the shot stuff in their body. So,
right.
It's really, the time is now if you want to be getting this done and not having to go to Japan or Panama or Dubai to get it done. Like, make hay while the sun shines. Come to October 1st weekend.
Okay. Now, do they need to register to attend the weekend seminar, and do they need to make appointments to have the treatment?
Yeah. So that would be a good idea. My name is spelled with extra letters. My mom gave me extra letters in that first name. It's L-E-I-G-H is how you spell Lee in my case. And my last name is Dundas. D as in David, U-N, D as in David, A-S. So again, it's first name, last name, LeeDundas.com. You go to my healthy living page once you're on my website, and there's a little form that says I'm interested in stem cell. Click it, and one of our staff will reach out to get you scheduled for that first weekend in October. And again, the website is leedundas.com, LeeDundas.com.
Okay, now is space limited for the weekend seminar?
Yeah, I mean, we are limited by the number of folks that we can, you know, fit in a room at a given time. So I would say if you're interested, don't dilly, don't dally, don't dither, just get on it and we'll get you scheduled. But we're looking forward to it. We've had so many patients in the last couple of years who are like, hey, you know, can we do another body part, or my sister needs something done? And we had to tell them no because of the FDA thing. But now Utah has given us a green light and a safe haven in which to do this amazing work that is actually healthcare instead of sickness care. We're getting you well using your own body to do so. And who wouldn't want to be a part of that, really, you know?
Absolutely. This is a part of why I had you on my program. I want to be a part of it and to help as many people as possible. I mean, the Lord has given us so much to work with.
Yeah.
It's greed that has prevented big pharma and the medical industry from providing what people could otherwise have access to. So I'm delighted about this. And I like your statement that this is healthcare, not sick care.
Right.
What I'd like to do, Lee, is to have you back on after your October event.
Yeah.
Get some testimonials and some information about how this went for you and the people that you got to treat.
Yeah, we have some from all the hundreds of patients we've treated in the past. Feel free to include it if your audience wants to know about it. But, you know, these are women, men, young, old, mainly older, obviously. And they are like, best thing I ever did. If you're interested, do it. Don't look back. This is incredible. It's a gift from God. I mean, these are the types of things our ex-NFL players were saying, our tech CEOs were saying. We had owners of hospitals in other states come to us to get this done. We had an emergency room surgeon pay my husband's office to treat his mother-in-law who was 101 years old. Like, we were the doctors of the doctors because this was such phenomenal healthcare. And we're just thrilled to be able to jump back into it because Utah has seen their way to the right side of the equation, right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to having you back.
Yep.
And I will make a point of having the researched information, the testimonials that you've provided me on my Beyond the Podcast page so my listeners can go and take a look and learn a little bit more for themselves. And of course, leedundas.com is where they would go to even ask questions, register, and learn a lot more, and hopefully be in position to get the treatment they need. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Pam. It was really a pleasure to be here today.
Now, having heard from Lee and knowing of the many prophecies God has provided about the glorious future he has for us here on earth, stand on these promises. Visualize what life will be like once God has intervened to deal with all manner of evil and restore freedoms and joy and wealth to his people. And let that truth from God fill your heart and mind. Understand, even if there is an escalation of war, it will not prevail because God has promised us a glorious new life once he has finished dealing with the evil in our world today. God would not make a promise about our victorious, glorious future on earth and then let the enemy have his way. Think about this. Stand on this truth, especially in these days to come. In prophecy, through Dr. Patricia Green, God was very clear that the month of September would be a month of him completing many things. He has said through other prophets that the October surprise would come early this year, so we should expect it in September. God has also said he does not need an election to make things right. Through all the prophecies, God is pointing to the final months of this year on both the Hebrew and Gregorian calendar as being highly significant in his working to overcome evil and restore his people to life on earth as he intended. Remember, you can find a wealth of information in the show notes, including the link to Lee's website, where you can learn more about the stem cell treatments and their October 5th and 6th educational seminar in Utah. When Lee returns as my guest on a future podcast, we'll share testimonies and introduce another health treatment that Lee and her husband are making available that has already produced miraculous results in Hungary. You know, I truly am honored for getting to meet the various guests I have on this podcast, and next week is another special honor. One of my faithful listeners, Jill, whom I also consider a friend, asked me to explore Project 2025 on the podcast. Well, it's taken a while, but I'm humbled that Stephen Groves is confirmed as my guest for next week. Groves is highly accomplished and educated, is a fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom, and he formerly served in the Trump administration in several roles, and is the co-editor of Mandate for Leadership, The Conservative Promise, which is the flagship policy book for the 2025 Presidential Transition Project, also known as Project 2025. There truly are a lot of people working hard to take back our nation, so expect to be encouraged next week as you hear what my guest, Stephen Groves, will share. Now, I ask you to please listen to my announcements and take advantage of the many goods and services I bring you in an effort to at least cover the costs of this podcast.
It may seem far off, but most people make plans for a significant vacation about a year in advance. So if you haven't already expressed interest in traveling with us in October 2025, now is the time to do so. We want to have about 30 people total because this size group works best for the specific tour I have in mind. We'll be walking the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. I'm using the time between now and February 2025 to determine if we have enough interest, and the trend indicates we definitely should. We have just about 30 people on the list now, but I'd like to have more because when it comes to the actual day of making a commitment, things could have changed, and I want to be able to have at least 30 actually attend the tour. So if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian tour with me in Greece during October 2025, now is the time to get your name and number in your party on the list. There's no obligation at this point. You're just expressing your interest. While the specific details are subject to change, as it stands now, the week-long tour will include 4 nights at Devani Palace Acropolis Hotel in Athens, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Amelia Hotel in Delphi, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Grand Meteora Hotel in Kalambaka with breakfast, 2 nights at Mediterranean Palace Hotel in Thessaloniki, that includes breakfast, 2 dinners at local restaurants, tour guide throughout, deluxe coach throughout, admissions to museums and sites, tips to guides, drivers, and restaurants, and all local taxes. Estimated cost per person double occupancy room is about $3,000. Attendees need to arrange their own air travel to and from the Athens International Airport. To get your name on the list, send an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the word Greece in the subject line. In the body of the email, provide your name, contact information, and number of people you expect to be in your party. This will place your name on the interested in attending list, but does not obligate you in any way. It merely assures you have first right of refusal come February 2025 when down payments are due. If you didn't get the details written down that I just shared, simply visit my Beyond the Podcast page using the link in the show notes. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how not only to use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so more Christians are learning how to share their faith. You can learn more by using the link in the show notes. For now, I offer my weekly podcast, my blog, and bi-monthly e-newsletter at no cost. And certainly, I have hard costs associated with doing all I do. If you've been blessed by my work and would like to help my work reach others, why not consider partnering with me? For as little as $10 a month, you can become a partner. Then together, we can reach even more people for Jesus. Simply visit my Pamela Christian Ministries homepage and then click on the Give button at the top menu bar. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to the Give page using the link in the show notes. To become a partner, you can use my PayPal or Venmo account, but you will also see other ways you can support my work on that page. Whether you choose to become a monthly partner, give a one-time donation, purchase my books and products from my web store, or support my affiliate sponsors, anything you can do to help me continue this work would be greatly appreciated. And as always, your prayers and telling others about me and my ministry work is much needed. When it comes to my selection of affiliate sponsors, I first look for Christian-owned and operated businesses, and I make a point of personally using the products or services so I can fully endorse them. I seek sponsors that offer products or services you can get via the internet worldwide, and I specifically consider what is common to most people universally. So you'll find health, beauty, and wellness products through Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements and from Operation Tomahawk and from QE Strong. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements are truly amazing and are available to my listeners for a 5% discount per purchase or a 10% discount for a monthly subscription using the promo code FTLB. Operation Tomahawk is a membership purchase program with an American-owned and operated company offering personal and household care products that are not made of toxins or genetically modified ingredients. Stop buying national brands from corporations that are part of the deep state cabal. Use the link in the show notes, and from the drop-down menu under How Did You Hear About Us, select Pamela Christian, Faith to Live By. You may have heard my interview with Rob Renee about QE Strong. Discover the benefits of quantum energy to overcome all sorts of ailments. Visit QEStrong.com and use the promo code FTLB at checkout to receive your discount. Then my newest affiliate I'm really excited to bring you is Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming Television. People with United States addresses can get over 3,000 channels, including live TV with streaming television without a contract. Get all of your local networks and favorite movie and sports and pay-per-view channels for about half of what cable costs. See the video promo link in the show notes to learn more. Affiliate sponsors only provide financial support to me when you purchase what they offer. So before you support Amazon or any other retailer, if I offer what you're looking for, please purchase through me. When it comes to special occasions, birthdays, or Christmas gifts, consider my books, jewelry, CDs, and more from my web store or any of the affiliate goods and services I offer. When you purchase from my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to receive a 20% discount. Again, you'll find all the links in the show notes. If you like the content and resource material I bring you with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. And if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. I offer encouragement, special offers, and one of my signature recipes with each and every edition. Yep, I'm a foodie and I love to entertain, which is why faith, family, friends, and food is a bonus segment of my bi-monthly e-newsletter. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page, Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask you to help me learn more about you and what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down that page. And something that is very easy for you to do and would mean a lot to me is for you to rate, subscribe, or comment on this podcast according to what your preferred listening platform allows. You know how it works. The more likes and subscriptions to this podcast, the more opportunity we have to expand the listening audience. And that means we can reach more people with the gospel message of Jesus while helping people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.